Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast the weekend with a shot of the day.
Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And today, a salute to opening weekend of baseball on a Bad Choice Friday. We bring you John Fogerty. A coach he had, and if you ever walked up to your coach and said, "Put me in," he go, "You sit right back down.
Right.
You're never getting in until I say you."
If you were ready to play, you'd be in the lineup.
Exactly. There's nine people out there, and you're not one of them. So shut up.
That's right. John Fogerty.
There's a time and place.
There is, but I mean,
Travis Kelce did it.
If you walked up to me as a coach and said, "Put me in," I'm like, "You sit your ass down right now."
I did it once in a playoff game.
And
did you?
Yeah.
He did put you in?
Because me and the other guy would platoon sometimes, and right. I said, "You got to put me back in this game. He's going to have another error."
Okay, all right.
And he put me back in. We won that goddamn game.
Okay, all right.
And then Ted wrote this song.
A positive put me in story from Ted Smith.
I still love you, Nick.
John Fogerty in center field taking on Bruce Springsteen.
And coach put me back in, boys. We won that game.
Yeah.
We lost the championship, though. F you, St. Mark's.
Mike, do you know the lyrics about the Uncle Rico thing?
No, I really don't.
I know a friend who was a big baseball player back in high school.
He
could throw that speedball by him. I saw him the other night at a hotel bar.
God,
still talking about the glory.
That's what you saw in
high school.
So, you know, yeah, Uncle Rico was football, but that, okay, yeah, exactly. I like
this
it.
This is the inspiration of the guy, man. He's 35 years old, man.
You I can pepper that bad boy in.
You remember that game against Snoqualmie Falls, man, where 3-2 pitch, man.
Yeah, right.
Sixth inning, man.
I'd have made it pro if not for
county
my
championship
Tommy John
line.
Surgery.
I said, I shook that pitch off, man.
You know what most people don't know? Is that center field was actually written about sodomy.
Jesus.
Vote now.
Put me in, coach.
Vote now.
I'm ready to play.
Vote now on a Bad Choice Friday.
Good God.
If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Okay, do we have time?
Coach.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say, there's one guy I know growing up that was hands down the best baseball player I know.
All right.
But now he's the head coach at the University of Maryland.
Okay.
He was that good and stuck
fair
with
man.
Him.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Ted versus the FCC is on the way, but first time
let's
for a
go.
Few emails. The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And that is if we have time, because we have a big announcement coming up after these.
Big.
Huge.
It's going to be a giant announcement.
Yes. The biggest announcement we've had.
Right.
Grown crying men.
Some are calling it the biggest announcement ever.
Yes. It should make its way to China.
That's right. Just look up into this eclipse and you'll see it.
We've seen an announcement this big ever.
Older guys, my son Max turns 22 today and hopefully graduating from college this spring. How about a big old Leroy Jenkins, Coach Ted, and maybe some captain to talk about finishing college and getting the job done.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
How many years have you been in college, son?
He's 22, so far.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah, he's getting ready to graduate.
All right. Well, I don't know. Who sent this in? His father? Said, gotta get the job done.
That's from Jim, his dad, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope it's only been 4 years. Once you graduate, good news. The whole wide world's out there. And hopefully you get a job using that major. If not, enjoy the last few months of college. I'm sure it's fun.
Guys, it's my boyfriend Cody's. Sorry.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, Miles.
Quick fingers.
And that old Dad Jimbo has some good advice as far as finishing college. You know, the old Capitan graduated magnum cum laude from the University of Tapping That Ass.
Jesus. Come on. Where is that, Captain?
I'll never tell. But then I bought a boat. I made some friends. Now I have my own cereal, the old American dream. Crunch berries.
Guys, it's my boyfriend Cody's 33rd birthday. Can I get a big old bong rip, a fish sandwich, and advice from Coach Ted about being in your 30s? Thanks, guys. Ed from Cheyenne.
Too early to get a fish sandwich?
All right, you're in your 30s, but you're 33. Happy Larry Bird year. I would also say enjoy the early 30s. Because you get to those late 30s, you know what's going to start happening? Creaking. Those are going to be your knees. Aching. That's going to be your back. Feeling weird. You slept wrong. But honestly, the 40s are going to get there quicker than you know it. Start saving money. Go see the doctor. So if you get to 40s, it's like rounded third and you can cruise into home plate.
That sounds like a bag of popcorn when you stand up. Man.
Bag of popcorn, huh?
Yeah. Happy birthday to Morgan, probably the top listener of the Men's Room. He's been asking for this all year, so happy birthday to the best handyman service call I've ever made.
Oh, hey.
His personal favorites are Aussie Ted and the Dirty Captain and maybe some of Gino's Blow. Yeah. Happy 34 years around the sun. Amor, that from the lovely Ruth. Yeah, Gino, he's got the best blow. Oh, sorry, Aussie. Jesus, criminy, I'm on it.
All right, Miles.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Get Haffer.
There's too many buttons.
Ted A from Melbourne. I don't do much coaching. I don't even saw the race down here last week, but it's your birthday, so don't blow up your front rear or your back rear tire or your butt. Verstappen, he blew up his tire.
Oh, no.
I see.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. I understand that Morgan is a handyman. I knew this is Gubby that called me a handsy man. You'll have to find him under the dress of Aunt Jemima. You know, I'll be honest with you. Just days ago, thanks to old Gino with his blow, he met us on the Odessus Guppy in international waters, where we snorted his nose candy for 3 straight days. Aunt Jemima loaned a bandana to one of the Keebler elves, and sadly, we lost him in an autoerotic asphyxiation accident. Crunch bears.
All the fellas, can I please get a birthday wish for my amazing husband, Mr. Justin? Finally, he is off the tugboat for his birthday weekend.
Yeah, he wants to get back on the tugboat.
We can celebrate however we want. A mashup of all the best. Thanks, guys. That from Courtney.
Get lost, dummy.
Holy shit.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Damn.
When do we get the Red Fox? Get lost, dummy.
Get lost, dummy.
I haven't even heard that. Heard that.
Well, I never deploy that one because there's very few dummies that we have to kick out, but I've had that one in the tank for a while.
Get lost, dummy.
That's a good one.
And deploy.
Can't we just put that on with the colors?
I mean, we could.
Get lost, dummy.
You know what I like about this? If you know nothing about Sanford's son, he only calls his son dummy.
Yeah.
Get lost, dummy.
You never, big dummy.
Never Lamont.
Just as a funny callback, do you ever call your son dummy like that?
Not if he's listening.
No.
Now, usually...
I mean, I know he wouldn't get it, but it would be funny
You big dummy.
Yeah.
Hello, Michelle. Today is once again my big-breasted mother-in-law's birthday. She's turning the big 6'7". So can she get an owl hitting the window? The dirty German's talking about how 67 years old can still have fun. Oh, thanks, guys. Love what you do. And Ted LARP on. That from Jackie. Okay.
Yeah, the good news about being 67 and still having a good time is you're looser in places that we might want to explore.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, it's weird because it's
Put me on, coach.
Yeah. And we don't mind going under. You can call us tours the original U-boats. Slide in. I'm sure underneath those giant boobs is a little bit of moisture.
I toured a U-boat like a month ago. That's weird you brought that up.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Yeah, we remember well.
Yeah, you
too. Well, it was a German boat.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Chicago, the Museum of
Fiction. All right. Sorry, I was just like, I mean, I'm dead serious. Where'd you actually tour
one of those? Awesome. It's really a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's amazing to know what those guys did. Anyway, most of them are not left anymore because we blew them up. All of it, y'all. Today is my dad's 69th birthday.
It's nice. A weird show.
So I figured it's finally time after 15 years of listening to do a birthday shout out. Do you know how bad it smelled in those and they were all diesel fuel?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Only one head. There were 90 guys on those boats. Damn. They were down there for 8 weeks at a time. There was no shower. They had one pair of underwear and one uniform. Could you imagine? You could still smell the diesel in that damn thing when you toured it now.
You know, this one guy just blew up that bathroom every time. Yeah. Like, dude, don't, seriously, let me go first.
Dad's 69th birthday, so I figured finally time after 15 years to do a birthday shout-out. Can Marvin, a.k.a. Messy Marv, get to cut that bitch off? A Leroy Jenkins, and you guys talking all over each other about how you used to make fun of and laugh at people asking for birthday shout-outs. And now you spend 20 minutes each day playing the same sound bites over and over and over again. Thanks, guys. That from Matt on Mercer
That's
Island.
That's fun.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Well, it's not 20 minutes.
He's kind of did it as a joke. And then everybody all of a sudden, they want to hear a birthday shout out from us, which is ridiculous. And we don't know why, but we're more than happy to do it. But like, does it matter? We say happy birthday.
I think it's the song. Bounds with it.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you,
BG. Yaza Dirty German is brought to you by Men's Room.
Now we're down to my baseball.
Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Woman. Real quick here, if you're headed to the ballgame tonight or over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing available in Section 319, the upper deck. At the Good Hops beer stand. Not the bad hops. You know why? Because Men's Room IPA, Good Hops. The
damn
good
right.
Good Hops beer stand.
Good Hops.
Also, Section 243, that's club level for you swanky people. At the third base bar. So if you're like VD, and if you see him tonight, ask him if he can buy you a beer.
And give him a hug.
Third base bar on the club level, Section 243. So those were a couple of the locations if you happen to go see the Mariners over the weekend. Now,
must be nice to have those tickets.
We have. Well, you know what you got to do. Now.
Shave a butt.
We have a very special announcement concerning the Men's Room IPA and Black Raven Brewing. Actually, it's not. We just want to drink and hang out with you guys and
That's
party.
That's kind of it.
So we have our world stop number two. Obviously, we had the IPA launch party at Black Raven Brewery up in Woodinville. Stop number two.
Muckle, epic, Mike.
Muckle Shoot Casino, Sunday, April the 14th.
Nice.
We will be there from 2 until 5 for your chance to
officially
taste the delicious Men's Room IPA on draft from Black Raven Brewing, if you've not done so. Also, live music from Glenn Cannon and the Damage Done.
And he got his name right. He's not Glenn Campbell. It's Glenn Cannon.
That was
known the man for damn near 20 years, and you said
he's
Glenn
from Maryland.
I know, but one of my favorite orders is Glenn Campbell.
But this is Glenn Cannon.
I know that.
And the damage.
And Glenn Campbell doesn't know you.
It's an edit, and it was correct. That's what happens in radio, man. I swear to God, Ted, we're cutting this stuff before we get on the air.
No, I was in here when Mike was correcting
me. Glenn Campbell and the damage done. And he's like, he just lost it. I'm like, oh my God, I just said Glenn Campbell. Glenn Campbell's dead, by the way. So guess what we got? guy, second best choice.
By the way,
Clint Cannon.
Still alive.
And the damage done. I'm not promising anything, but we'll have more details as time goes on as far as what we will have available. Hopefully, we can get some of that Uli's Men's Room beer brought sausage there.
We're trying to get it all done, man. We just want to have a good time. I will say this. We're very happy to have Glenn and his band play. And as Castle put it to me earlier, it's always good when it's someone who knows us. That way, they're not surprised by anything that goes down. Seriously, Castle's like, look, he already knows what it's about. He understands how we operate. He plays with us in the new originals. We've spent some quality time together. We spend some non-quality time together, but it's always a good time.
Yeah. If you have not been to Muggle Shoot, amazing casino. They have a brand new hotel if you want to hang out, have dinner, spend the night. The bar staff is amazing. The venue, as far as the room they put us in, is amazing. Oh,
the Galaxy Room? That thing is awesome.
Man, they fly through. The bartenders kick ass at Muggleshoot. They really do, man. There's no waiting in line. Everything runs smoothly. The stage is awesome. The sound is awesome. If you've never been there, man, that's a good place to hang out for the afternoon. Join us for a few hours of partying, man. And enjoy the evening there, man. Get dinner and everything else.
Gamble.
Muggleshoot is awesome. So, again, that's Sunday, April 14th from 2 until 5. With Glenn Campbell and the damage done. I might just have him at least play a couple Glenn Campbell songs for us while we're there.
He might whip one out.
Since I messed that up. Surely he can lower
it. I mean, no.
Wichita Lineman or Rhinestone Cowboy or that's got to be in his repertoire.
That son of a bitch, man. We did Live Day a couple of years ago and he was like, I have entrance music for each person on the show. I'm like, that's cool, man. And he comes up to me backstage and he just says, oh, dude, I got your entrance music. Big smile. You know, real happy about it. You'll love it. It's cool. I walk out on stage, he's playing Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
That was the roast.
It was the roast. Nice. Yeah. I was like, I am going to stab you.
Again, Muggleshoot Casino.
I mean, knowing Glenn and how good of a musician he is, Miles, I would not be shocked
if he plays some Glenn Campbell.
If he doesn't already know it, he could probably learn it
in 35
by
seconds.
April 14th when we're at the Muggleshoot Casino from 2 to 5.
Ooh, stop number 2 on the Men's Room World Tour. Oh, we against the wall. We give Ted a break this week.
No!
From the window!
No!
To the wall!
Come on, man!
So the sweat drop down.
No, we're doing it.
You want to do it?
Guys, you know what? Screw it. Let's get a W.
No, we got time.
Let's go back and
tag. Let's get a W.
Tag. Buck. Buck is a fig plucker. Buck plucks figs. Buck's the best fig plucker that ever plucked a fig. Now, Sam, he's a sheet slitter. Sam slit sheets. Sam's the best sheet slitter that's ever slit a sheet.
Three times fast.
Buck is a fig plucker. Buck plucks figs. Buck's the best fig plucker that's ever plucked.
I'm going to start that over.
Yeah.
That's basically a false start.
Fluck is not a bad word.
Quite a fail.
All right.
False start.
Three times fast.
Buck is a fig plucker. Buck plucks figs. Buck's the best fig plucker that's ever plucked a fig. Sam is a sheet slitter. Sam slit sheets. Sam's the best sheet slitter that's ever slit a sheet.
One.
Buck is a fig plucker. Buck plucks figs. Buck's the best fig plucker that's ever plucked a fig. Sam is a sheet slitter. Sam slit sheets. Sam's the best sheet slitter that's ever slit a sheet.
Two.
Buck is a fig plucker. Buck plucks figs. Buck's the best fig plucker that's ever plucked a fig. Sam is a sheet slitter. Sam slit sheets. Sam's the best sheet slitter that's ever slit a sheet.
Wow, let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Ted, you're on.
Oh, my God.
Three-day weekend bender spreading your DNA across the lovely ladies from the Pacific Northwest. Since it was Stephen Hill's birthday, we figured we'd give him his first ever shot.
Hey, thanks for helping out getting a win.
Yeah,
hey, not only that, they treated me for my birthday to my two favorite songs ever for Bad Choice Friday. It was Madonna taking on Poison.
Yeah, did you get what you really wanted for your birthday?
I got a little drunk, so yes.
Okay. Believe it or not, listener submitted Ted versus the FCC this week.
Who won last week? Was it Madonna?
Nope. Who was it? Was it Poison?
Yeah. It was Poison.
Yeah, I just wanted to leave.
You didn't stick around and listen to it?
No, I really did not.
Skinny popping in here, man.
It blew us away.
Skinny.
You weren't here.
Shut up.
We got a listener, Ted versus the FCC. This one comes from Jay, the police car Saran wrapper.
Very quickly, I definitely watched that video at 11 or 12. I was like, these chicks are hot.
This one goes something like this. Six stick shifts stuck shut when the sitting trucker got his six mother trucks sticks shifts stuck shut.
Wow.
Damn.
Three times fast.
Let's go, Bubba.
Thanks for staying up, boys.
Well, if we'd known that would have come in, we'd have gone to bed much earlier. That's but again, we sing for orphan puppies.
I know, I know.
But it came in earlier.
Six stick shifts stuck shut when the sitting trucker got his six mother truck's stick shifts stuck shut.
Three times fast.
Six stick shifts stuck shut when the sitting trucker got his six mother truck stick shifts stuck shut.
One.
Six stick shifts stuck shut when the sitting trucker got his six mother truck stick shifts stuck shut.
Two.
Six stick shifts stuck shut when the sitting trucker got his six mother truck's stick shifts stuck shut.
Oh.
Let's go. That's how you win.
There you go. Another win in 10 versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up here in just minutes, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. German officials have announced they are not banning wiener dogs. And that the headline mischaracterized.
All right. All right.
Trying to crack down on basically the further deformities of already issued animals. So they're like, we're not banning it. We're trying to keep people from continuing to deform these animals into whatever contraptions that you're trying to make them into.
So are people like deforming them? Is it inbreeding or?
It's not necessarily inbreeding. It's just the breeding process of basically you're trying to manufacture a cuter dog, a smaller dog, kind of dog. So
that's called eugenics.
Right. And all it's doing is it's people that don't know what the hell they're doing. It's like, I want a corgi dachshund. Like,
well, it's
stop
funny because
it.
People don't talk about eugenics. And it is the worst thing in the world. I'm like, we do it with everything that's not people.
Right.
You want a cuter cat. You want a cuter dog. You want a cuter this. You want a cuter that. You want a better this. You want a fruit to taste like that. We've been doing it forever.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people on eugenics.
There's eugenics. Is that the make your D hard kind of thing, whatever it is?
Hey, she'll like it too.
Was it Doug Flutie?
Frank Thomas.
They're so bad in those commercials too.
I just think those commercials are all dirt sports all the time.
All the
That's why I smiled at you like, eugenics?
And you know what bugs me the most? Is his wink. I don't know why it bugs me. She'll like it too. Okay. We get the meaning, dumbass.
Mm-hmm. God, we were making fun of my buddy the other night. We were sitting at a bar. He had a couple drinks. And I don't know. I guess he went to wink, but he just kind of like blinked. They were like, oh, the double wink. I was like, bro, you're just blinking.
Right? Come on, man.
You are drunk.
TikTokers are apparently convinced that the solar eclipse coming up will break our world, quote, simulation.
Solar eclipses aren't even real, man. They're like birds.
I'm convinced of this. none of these people actually believe it. You post it to see how many people, right? And we see it all the time. It's, hey, man, post some BS, see how many people jump on board.
It's the new WWE.
Basically.
Because, no, there's no real, right? Like, yeah. But quit pretending that it is.
That's going to break the world simulation.
Right.
We've never had an eclipse.
If you're just being entertaining, cool.
It's a shadow.
Stop trying to be real. Right.
It's a shadow or a block. That's
right.
It.
Well, and I was telling you there were headlines like, man, the officials are recommending that everybody hoard food and gas and water and take your kids out of school for the solar eclipse. And I was stunned. It was like, guys, it's literally just the moon covering this. Like, is there some solar flare
for a
coming
of
on?
Seconds.
Is there like a magnetic interference that's going to happen?
Here's the reason why officials are telling people to pull their kids out of school and to hoard gas and food and frozen whatnot. And
there's going to be a little bit more tourism in the area because of the eclipse.
But
so.
You won't click on the story if they
right.
say that.
It's like,
right?
guys, let's not hit the panic button if it's not a panic worthy situation.
Also, teach science in school, for God's sakes.
Yeah, really.
Right. And I talk about it on the podcast, like just saying, yeah, but have you thought about this?
Oh,
does it make you any more intelligent?
No.
And also, like, guess what? Here, let me blow your mind. Blue whales. We don't know what they're doing down there. There's some stuff we just don't know.
That's right.
I know what they're doing.
Oh.
I know what they're doing to it.
They could be I know what humpback whales are doing.
Sperm whales are doing.
They go the deepest.
It's in the name, dog.
Sperm whales go the deepest.
They could be the best poker players you've ever seen, Ted.
That's what they call sperm whales.
Have you seen them not play poker?
How did they get the name sperm whale?
I think it actually was the way that they look.
Really?
Yeah.
Looks like a sperm. Well, avocados.
Yeah,
right? I can't remember.
Testicles.
Testicles.
Yeah.
Because it was like the old Quaddle language or whatever it was, and basically they're like, yeah, testicles. That is what it means.
There's a bunch of bees hanging from the trees.
Right. It doesn't even mean like testicle looking. It means testicles.
The thing is,
which really makes guacamole very disturbing.
You know, you think about the people that walked over Washington, they found the orchards and they found the fruit that was hanging from the tree and they grabbed it and it was an apple, they bit into it. Fantastic.
You put a dab of mayonnaise in your guac.
You know, you go down towards the south of the desert areas and you find like lemons that are hanging from trees.
Sure,
a little bit
sour,
but they're fantastic. Oranges are fantastic. Somebody grabbed an avocado, tried to bite into that damn thing, you got the skin and it's absolutely freaking awful. And then you get to the middle and it's still freaking awful.
It's decent, Mike.
I like it.
Somebody walked back to the tribe and say, yo, those things that look like testicles, they're actually pretty good.
Dude, I ate one of the bees from up there. They were great.
I think it was some whore back in the day. Like, I love these.
Turns out if you just mash it up and you grab this onion and some tomato and mash it up with it, it's great on chips.
But it still looks like testicles.
Looks like the stuff that's inside of testicles. Health officials felt the need to make the statement that there was no scientific study nor evidence that pork rinds are healthier than vegetables.
Does anyone on this planet believe that that is true?
Enough to where they had to say it.
But they're not as bad for you as a lot of snacks.
No, we understand.
They're healthier snack if you don't want to eat carbs.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go.
They also have a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
So if you're trying
but
to.
But they're not healthier than vegetables.
But the whole idea
Jesus
is,
Christ,
it's
man.
It's a pig, so the entire thing is just one big salt lick.
Right. I mean, it's just the skin. Yeah. Exactly.
Do you know what the problem is with this world? And I believe this.
Bro, do you have an hour?
No. I think it's one simple thing. We keep helping the weakest link. If you have to tell people that, don't tell people that.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Just like. Don't use your toaster in the bathtub. Don't tell anyone that. We know the people that don't, they're not contributing anything good to this planet.
Also, don't call them pork rinds, dude. Have a little flavor in your life. It's a chicharrón.
Right.
All right, Ted. Come on, man, with your exotic ass tail.
Ted loves to be fancy. I love it.
And it's the way you say everything.
Right. If it's
your
a different
hand
language.
Always goes up and you're pointing your thumb with the chicharrón.
Right.
Formula
un. If it's a different language, if it's Italian or French or Spanish,
every time,
Ted is just, it's exotic AF. And Ted's here for it.
Oh, I was proud last night. Somebody was talking about Guns N' Roses in Mexico.
Guns N' Roses.
And I was like, oh yeah, was it Estadio Azteca?
I mean, it is impossible for you to say four words without the Azteca.
We have entered the spring season, which means, you guessed it, spring cleaning, gentlemen. And in fact,
right.
there's a lot
I
of people.
My toilet.
I got a hat. Well done,
he
sir.
He only does it once a year, ladies.
And I've got some other hacks for you.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Cleaning hacks you'll wish you knew sooner. Let's take a look at how our ancestors used to keep things tidy. Why, back in medieval times, things weren't as nifty as a barbecue turkey leg at the fair. These wretched souls resorted to perfumes and fragrances to mask particularly unpleasant odors. So keep that in mind today and remember, if it smells like fish, it's a dish. If it smells like cologne, leave it alone.
Hey, I disagree.
They were talking about you, seeping pustule, Matilda. Positive Friday.
I feel different. Like I said, there's that all over body spray now. Where everybody's like, you can spray every part of your body. We get what you're getting at. Mm-hmm. My thought is, based on a man like myself with certain proclivities, can you offer a teriyaki flavor?
And we're moving on.
Cool Ranch Dorito.
All right. I only got so much time here. Cleaning hacks that you'll wish you knew sooner. First of all, this is not a cleaning hack. This is just best practices. But they say clean from top to bottom. That's just smart. Well, dust things first. Wipe things down first. The last thing that you should do is sweep and mop your
Same way you shower.
Absolutely.
Should be top to bottom.
Right. Let the dirt run down.
I've been putting soap on my feet, pull my leg up, and rub my head with the sole of my foot.
Troubles with cast iron. They say use a potato to scrub cast iron. Sprinkle a handful of salt in the skillet. Use a potato half to scrub it. You alright, Ted?
I'm gonna rub myself on a potato.
I'm getting clean, mama.
Alright, though.
Yeah.
Deodorize your refrigerator with coffee. Okay. Simply place dry ground coffee in a bowl and place it in the fridge. The coffee grounds will absorb any foul odors.
How about drinking it?
That works too.
Let's get some Arm & Hammer.
Cleaning the cheese grater. Use a lemon to clean the cheese grater. The lemon juice and flesh will loosen up any debris stuck in the small crevices. To finish, give it a thorough rinse.
I always hand wash it, and it's such a pain in the ass.
Also, if you need some rind, you got it.
There you go. Oh, exactly. You can zest it a little bit. Side note, you can, in fact, zest a strawberry. use a dryer sheet.
Is that sexual?
No, it's just a little dispute we've had here in the group. Using a dryer sheet to clean a casserole dish.
Really?
Fill the dish with hot water and drop in a dryer sheet. Let it soak for about 15 minutes. Then dump out the water and the dryer sheet. The stains should now be easy to scrub away with a sponge.
Hmm. Also, if you're traveling with any kind of illegal drugs, wrap it in a dryer sheet.
That's true.
No, I mean, that's it.
It'll kind of taste like the dryer sheet.
Yeah, the weed smells like, yeah.
Okay. Olive oil for stainless steel. Says for your stainless steel appliances, use a little bit of olive oil on a paper towel or cloth. Wipe in the same direction of the grain. That's very important. Wipe in the same direction of the grain. Then use a soft cloth to buff it all away.
I'm waiting for you to get to vinegar.
Coming in there. Clean your garbage disposal with ice. I've seen this hack a lot on TikTok.
Really?
Put a handful of ice down the drain and turn on your disposal. The ice shards help to clean any gunk off of the blades. Turn on the faucet to give it one final rinse as the ice melts away.
I always drop a lemon in there.
That's a good
I
call.
Cut it in half, dump it in there.
Another good call.
Keeps and it fresh. Smells good.
It takes a while.
Exactly. Clean a cutting board with lemon. Sprinkle some salt on it, then scrub with the cut side of a half a lemon. Rinse and then repeat if needed.
I like they tell you the cut side.
I got a plastic cutting board. I need to re-up.
Get rid of that. Yes,
no, it's
do.
Been there. I've had it for 10 years.
I get it.
It's time to cash that.
Get wood, buddy.
Oh. You sound like his ex-wife.
Are you talking about hymns? We run those commercials.
Yes,
right?
we do. Yes, we do. Cleaning hacks that you wish that you... Cleaning hacks you'll wish you knew sooner. Use salt to clean a messy oven. Now, this one's kind of time sensitive. It says clean up your mess on the bottom of the oven by sprinkling a handful of salt on the spill. Like if something bubbles over and spills in there. Sprinkle it there while it's still hot. The salt will help form a crust, making the mess much easier to clean once it's cooled off.
Okay, good to know.
I feel like also a lot of ovens kind of have that uber nuclear setting that just...
But how often do you actually use it?
I rarely use it.
I have been oven free for 2 months.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Where's your oven, dude?
Oh, it's broke.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just waiting for Albert Lee to schedule a day for
me.
Yes.
Also, your oven door is detachable.
Yeah, it is. You can. It's on hinges. You can actually pick it easily.
I found that out when I was angry one night. What made me happy was that I could put it back on.
Damn it! I broke it's two the little stone. Small, yeah. Two pegs on each side. Boom.
Yeah.
You pick it up. You turn it off.
You're right, Ted.
I don't want another story. I'm just imagining.
I'm married.
He messed up a castle.
I'm married. Yeah. Oh no.
Damn it! Casserole's ruined!
Exactly.
Lose Burned it again!
Happy Thanksgiving, bitches!
This turkey's going in the garbage.
The turkey's door gone. Went through the window.
I punched through a pocket door one night. That's more expensive.
Yes. And Mike laughs.
I do.
And I'm
My divorced. Wife just gets pissed when I throw up in the toilet. Okay, then the new
I get upset with myself when I throw up in the toilet.
Yeah, all right. But then the number one cleaning hack that you'll wish that you knew sooner. Miles, what were you waiting for?
Vinegar.
Use vinegar to clean the gunk around the faucet. Soak a cloth in vinegar and place it directly on the faucet base. Let it sit for a couple of hours.
Ooh.
Then use the same cloth to wipe away the stains.
I'll also say Dawn Power Spray. I don't know what they put in there. It could be nuclear material that's killing me, but god damn, does it clean everything.
Yeah, I know. We have to get a lot of non-chemical cleaners these days.
But my mother put it best once.
We bought
like everyone's sugar ants or whatever kind of ants they are. God, everyone goes awful. Through. So we got environmentally friendly whatever, some kind of spray, and it didn't do anything. And my parents came to visit, and I explained this to my mother, and she goes, "Listen, I'm not encouraging you to do bad things," but she goes, "Ants are part of the environment. It doesn't work because it's environmentally friendly." She's like, "Nuke those bitches if you don't want them around."
That's a fact. That is a fact. Golly. And they don't care either.
No.
Dude, I got into the shower one day. My wife, she has, you know, their shampoos and goos and whatever the hell's in there. This one was like strawberry scented or some crap like that. But there was just a little spill that was kind of on the side of the tub. I got into the shower one day and they had descended upon it.
On this the shampoo.
On the shampoo.
Or conditioner,
dude.
Or whatever, right.
And she hates them. Like, I was glad that I found them because she'd have freaked the hell
honey,
out. Like,
honey or beer?
Honey
one
or
the,
beer?
One of the two, yeah.
Really?
Honey explains itself. It's like walking into hot tar, right?
Oh, that's
can't
fair.
Move anywhere. Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But say that would attract them.
Yeah. Beer, they get drunk and are willing to have sex with you.
That's a sugar.
I'll take beer.
We got a bunch of ants in Ted.
A man in Fresno.
What am I doing here?
A man in Fresno was just honored for completing community violence prevention training.
What is that?
You also won't believe why he's making headlines there, Miles.
Yeah, I guess you're going to tell us at 5:50.
You're damn right I am.
Thank you, sir. Okay, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.